This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly. Eau Claire City Council President Emily Berge will not seek re-election to the position in the April election, choosing to instead focus her attention on her campaign for Wisconsin's 3rd Congressional District. Berge was first elected to the City Council in 2018, was re-elected in 2021, and was elected to serve as City Council President in 2023. She shared the announcement on Monday and says the decision to not run for City Council President again was made to both avoid a situation where she needs to leave the position just months into the new term and to give other local officials a chance to lead.
To be honest, it didn't really seem fair to run again. And then hopefully I'll be successful in August and November and then having to leave, you know, only a few months into my term. So, and I've had 8 years on council, and that's a long time to serve in local government. And so it's good also to give other people a chance at leadership, whether it be on the council or council president as well.
Berge highlighted efforts to address issues like housing, healthcare, and PFAS contamination in the water supply as some of the city council's biggest accomplishments during her time as president. She also noted that while the city has done good work to improve those issues, collaboration between officials at the local, state, and federal government level is crucial to fixing them for good.
I think to solve these problems, these really complicated problems, housing, healthcare, affordability, you need people working at the local, state, and federal government actually trying to solve problems.
Berge will face off with Rebecca Cook in the Democratic primary in August, who won the nomination in the 2024 primary election but fell short in the general election. The winner of the August primary election will then look to unseat the two-term incumbent Republican Congressman Derek Van Orden in the November election. A petition seeking to pause the expansion of data centers in Wisconsin now has over 1,000 signatures. The petition is being circulated by the environmental advocacy group Clean Wisconsin and calls on lawmakers to stop approving plans for new data centers until a comprehensive statewide plan to regulate the industry is developed. A number of protests against the proposed data centers also took place on Monday, including in Menominee, where plans for a potential data center on land annexed earlier this year were paused amid community pushback. Clean Wisconsin officials say the data centers require an incredible amount of water and energy to operate, which could have negative impacts on the environment. Residents have also expressed concerns about being on the hook financially for the increased energy needs of a data center in their community. Organization officials say without extensive oversight and transparency on energy and water use at the data centers, Wisconsin communities and the environment could suffer significant and possibly irreversible damage. Governor Tony Evers has announced Wisconsin will join a multi-state lawsuit seeking to block the Trump administration from cutting funding for federal homeless prevention programs. This lawsuit specifically targets changes to the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development's Continuum of Care program. Under the change, the agency would cap permanent housing program funding at 30% compared to the current 90% cap and require providers to overhaul their programs beginning in January. A number of Western Wisconsin organizations participate in the Continuum of Care program, including the Dairyland Coalition, West Central Coalition, and Cooley Coalition. State officials say the changes would force the cancellation of thousands of projects aimed at reducing homelessness and leave local organizations little time to develop alternative plans. Western Wisconsin has seen a growing unhoused population over recent years, and multiple city and county governments have identified more affordable housing as a significant long-term need. The University of Wisconsin-Eau Claire has launched a new student-led initiative aimed at reducing plastic waste on campus as part of its zero-emission goal. The school already has some sustainability initiatives in place, like efforts to reduce the use of plastic water bottles, but the new initiative seeks to identify additional changes. According to a Leader Telegram report, those new efforts include things like recycling the saran wrap the school's food comes in and reviewing health codes to find potential sustainability changes that don't add too much of a financial burden. Bikes for Kids Wisconsin is reminding local organizations that they still have a couple of weeks left to apply for the nonprofit's Spring 2026 Bike Giveaway Program. The nonprofit will be accepting applications for the program through December 15th. The applicants chosen can receive up to 100 bikes through the program to serve financially challenged residents across the state and give them alternative means of transportation. Organizations like schools, tribes, local municipalities, and nonprofits are eligible to receive bikes through the program. A Minnesota man has been charged with operating while intoxicated with three children in the vehicle following a two-vehicle crash in Dunn County. According to law enforcement authorities, the crash occurred last week near the eastbound rest area on I-94. A state patrol trooper responded to the crash and allegedly observed signs of impairment from 41-year-old Tawan Andre Heavens of St. Paul. Following a field sobriety test, Heavens was arrested and taken to a local hospital for a blood draw before being taken to the Dunn County Jail. Law enforcement authorities and financial experts are warning residents to be wary of scams when purchasing gifts for the holiday season. According to FBI data, consumers lost nearly $1 billion in total to non-payment scams, non-delivery scams, and credit card fraud in 2024. Experts are reminding residents to verify that the purchases they're making are legitimate and try to use payment methods like Apple or Google Pay if they don't know the recipient. Residents should also look out for phishing scams before making any online purchases. For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly.
The Wizards stun the Bucks.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks losing to the worst team in basketball last night, 129-126 in Washington. This despite the fact that Giannis and Kevin Porter Jr. both played in the game, although Scoot, as they call him, had to exit with a back spasm after leading the team with 30 points.
They're tying up on an offensive rebound, about 5 minutes left, and I tried to play through it a little bit, but then I tried again on the offensive rebound and just caught it.
Head coach Doc Rivers.
I didn't think we played right most of the night, personally. They had 18 more shots than us.
The Bucks have now lost 8 of their last 9. College hoops tonight, Marquette hosts Valparaiso. The Golden Eagles have lost 3 of their last 4. They're at 500 right now with 4 wins and 4 losses. NFL, the Packers getting ready to host the first-place Chicago Bears on Sunday. The team confirming that defensive tackle Devontae Wyatt suffered a fractured ankle against Detroit, ending his season. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today with a high in the low to mid 20s here this afternoon. Tonight, a little light snow possible, generally just a dusting. We're going to drop into the low to mid teens. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and cold once again with a high in the low to mid 20s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 17.
That's your WCFW and the TAP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at wcfw.fm or thetap.fm.